Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I guess one reason to look at stats is to figure out what content people are finding interesting. Now, what I actually find interesting, so I've done, 1,360-something podcasts, and all of them are available on phoneboy.com/PS. But now that I've actually got stats and looked at them, there's an episode I did way back, in 2013, episode 266 about, NFL Audio Pass, which is funny because the NFL doesn't offer that anymore. There was a time when the NFL did, and it was, it was about $30 a season for the to be able to listen to NFL games without, without being in the local area, which is something that I actually want to do because, of course, because I'm a fan of the San Francisco 49ers, but I live up in the Seattle area. So, I don't get to listen to the games on the radio unless they happen to be playing the Seahawks. But, the good news is the NFL has been better about putting games on streaming platforms. And so, on their NFL app or whatever, if they're like nationally televised or something like that. So I've been able to see a lot more of the games. And that's actually much more important now because, I don't have cable. So if I want to watch anything, it's probably the only thing I watch anymore is NFL games, and it's not currently the NFL season. So that's pretty much the only way to would be able to see anything. But I also just personally I don't know what it is, but I don't have the attention span to watch TV, and I do better with audio anyway. And most of, pretty much all of my entertainment is either, I have taken to starting to read some more, which, and not on the computer necessarily, but, reading actual books and that kind of thing. Although sometimes that's on an iPad, I'll say that, but I listen to a lot of my audio entertainment, and it's, of course, podcasts, some of which are related to No Agenda and some of which are not. And but I also prefer listening to the NFL games a lot of times, not always, but there are times when I enjoy listening to it. And I think the last couple seasons, anyway, the NFL, the only way you could get Audio Pass was to subscribe to something that was $100 a season, which, sorry, not going to do because I don't think it's worth that much. I think the other thing you can do is tune in radio that's one of the things you can get as part of that is being able to stream the NFL games, which I guess I could do for, 3 months or whatever, then you're however long the, or 4 months, I guess it's just how long the NFL season is. But it'd be nice if the NFL had their own product that did that. I don't necessarily want to have a subscription that I'm going to have to remember to renew every year I don't necessarily want that. As a general rule, I don't like subscriptions, but I know they're kind of unavoidable in today's market. But, having something that I can just get for, a short period of time, that 4 months or whatever is great. Right. And then I can listen to stuff, and it's, cause that's honestly the only thing I'd listen to is that. And, there's also other ways to get the content. So, I think that's, it's kind of funny that when the NFL had Audio Pass, they weren't able to keep up with just the basic of audio streaming. Audio streaming is not like video streaming in the sense of just a bandwidth, right? It's minimally. I understand with video bandwidth, that's hard, right? I get it, just because the sheer amount of bandwidth that's being consumed and the amount of CPU power it takes to transcode the streams and all that. And comparatively speaking, audio is much less bandwidth intensive, and it should be possible to stream it out. I mean, the No Agenda stream pumps out 1,000+ streams, 2,000 or more streams during a live show. And I'm sure with the NFL would probably get more than that. I think it's entirely possible to do and to do it well. But the NFL always seemed to have issues with it way back in the day. And for all I know, they probably still do. But it's also their products are spread out a bit. There's 32 teams, and each team has their own, they have their own broadcast or whatever. And so it's, it is a little bit, it's a little bit more distributed, I think, than, you know, plus there's also, you know, I don't know, the nationally broadcast radio games or whatever. And it's, and honestly, most people want to watch football. I'm probably in the minority that, would actually, in a lot of cases, prefer to listen to it. You know, I can see the highlights on, you know, they post the video highlights on Twitter or whatever. I don't need to, I don't need to see the entire game most of the time. I mean, even when I do watch, yeah, Red Zone's probably much more interesting because I get it's that's like NFL crack right there. If you're, you know, just if you just want a mainline NFL, Red Zone is the way to do it. But because yeah, you get although I could argue about the games that they pick to play sometimes, I kind of wish they'd pick the Niners a little more often. But yeah, last season I could understand why they didn't, because yeah, the Niners had a lot of injuries. But yeah, it is interesting to see that for some reason that podcast that I did in 2013 got 6 listens over the last, I don't know, few weeks or whatever, since I moved over to webhosting.coop. And yeah, that was just a weird one to say, okay, and I guess that spawned a podcast, what can I say?
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.